Welcome to the first episode of the Beach Court Podcast. My name is Eric Ridgway. I'm joined by Parker Greenwald and Max Corcoran. How you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, we had a fun weekend. We all went down to the Cup this weekend, so we'll talk about how we did in Maitland, Florida at the Cool Stuff Cup. It was a big turnout. We had 60-plus players. So today we'll talk a little about how the Cup went. We'll talk about our trivia segment, gym leader versus youngster. We got Parker. He's the old one of the group, right? And we got Max being the first year master, as well as myself being a first year master. So we'll see what they can do, and we'll talk about that segment when we get there. And then we'll talk about what kind of decks that you need to be testing for Worlds, right? We're all getting ready for the World Championships. What decks should you be testing now, and what the meta kind of looks like going into Worlds? So with that being said, my name is Eric Ridgway. I'm a first year master. I've been playing Pokemon competitively for probably 3 to 4 years since the start of the Sword and Shield era. I've loved Pokemon my whole life. I have so many fond memories of growing up and walking 2 miles as a 10-year-old just to go play Pokemon on the weekends. Those days are not the days anymore, but I have those memories. And my favorite deck ever is a recent deck, Sunscorch Mill. I played it only inside events. That deck is so much fun, though, when you announce the 100 Scorch Flames for 32 cards. I mean, when you announce that for victory, it's the best feeling in the world. So, Parker, what about you? What are your kind of accomplishments you have, and what's your favorite deck?
So I've been playing Pokemon since 2014. I started, very, very end of the year. I started watching Pokemon Worlds on a whim. I used to play almost professional Call of Duty at the time. And one of the people I followed just tweeted out, "Hey, I'm watching Pokemon Worlds." So I tuned in. I watched this Japanese kid playing at light speed, little 8-year-old, the headset barely fit him. He's destroying his opponent. I was like, "Oh, this is crazy." I didn't know Pokemon, people actually played the card game. So I watched the Masters Final, which is the Virizion Genesect Mirror, and that's pretty much what got me to play. I don't know, been playing a while. I got my invite in 2018, unable to attend Worlds due to health issues, but looking forward to Japan this year, obviously. So that'll be fun. I know you mentioned your favorite deck. I would say that my favorite deck, the deck I was kind of known for, was Primal Groudon. It came out in Primal Clash. I played it way too long, past when it was ever good. But I did play it in Expanded once. I borrowed my friend's Tropical Beaches, which I can't believe you let me borrow.
Expensive card, yeah.
Yeah. I was a win off of day two. I lost my last round of Evil Tall, but it was fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks for sharing, Maddox. What about you?
Yeah, and for me, my name is Maddox Corcoran. I've been playing the game competitively really only in the past, 8 months. I played back when I was a kid, kind of in that, middle school, high school years, but really I did not have the allowance to keep up with the hobby. Samurott themed decks weren't going to get me very far in the black and white era. But played a little bit there and just kind of had some fun with it. And then kind of, found the game again recently and kind of really dived back into it. So since then, I've gone and been competing a lot locally. Was able to get my invite this year with a couple of strong performances, a top 32 in Fresno this past year, as well as a top 64 in Charlotte. Pretty proud of those performances, kind of from a quick start getting back into the game. And the deck I've used competitively, my favorite deck has been Mew VMAX. I missed the era when it first came out and then everyone hated it. And then really I came onto the scene in late 2022. I'm like, hey, this deck's kind of cool. And everyone's like, yeah, I know. But then I said, well, what if it's still good now? And saw some success with it. But when it comes to more casual decks, I'm a big fire type lover, kind of from my early days of Pokemon, and especially love the Growlithe Arcanine line. So my favorite kind of rogue deck lately has been Arcanine EX, as well as kind of pre-format back when like Oranguru and, you know, back before rotation, I would rock with the Hisuian Arcanine and the very vulnerable where you try to get your hand down to zero, then attack for free, and then just draw more with Radiant Venusaur and stuff like that. So I'm hitting you with the very youngster answers because they're like decks from, you know, the past 4 months. But looking forward to growing my Pokemon knowledge and history of playing decks as I play more and more.
Yeah, newsflash, Maddox, everyone still hates Mew VMAX. Just so you know, there's not a single person.
How could you hate this slow guy?
There's not a single person so when you flip over Mew, they're like, he's not, yes, Mew.
He's not little. He's pretty big. He's a VMAX.
Well, thanks for sharing, guys. Let's continue here. So let's talk about why we kind of started this podcast. I kind of had a vision for, you know, we live in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a beautiful place here. And really, we don't have a huge competitive group, right? We don't have like, no one works with like the best pros in the world or anything like that. So really, I wanted to really build our community locally, right? We want to put Jacksonville on the map, make sure people know who we are, where we're from, what's going on. And we want to bring our experience of growing this year, Maddox, me and you specifically, I think is this hits home where we're our first year masters and how did we get better so fast, right? What resources did we use? Kind of what can we bring to other people? So this podcast is going to be designed to kind of, you know, talk about what's going on in everyday Pokemon world, but also we'll go through some different series of trying to like help people grow and be better, right? So that's kind of what we decided to create this podcast for and why we want to go with this. But now let's talk a little bit about the name. So the Beach Court, you can see I have the beach background behind me because we live in Jacksonville, Florida. So Parker, you want to talk a little bit about that? Why we came up with that name?
Yeah. I mean, we're just kind of digging around for names. And we were thinking like, oh, should it be like some kind of, you know, Pokemon pun? What should it be? And being a very avid Lost Box player, me, myself and Eric, honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
I was just kind of looking through and I was like, oh, the beach court. It's perfect. You know, we live in Florida, you know, right by the beach. It was at the time the preferred stadium choice in the deck. So I was like, you know, we could be like the Beach Court podcast or something like that.
Right.
And it kind of stuck, honestly. So
yeah, I mean, and what a beautiful place, right? Everyone thinks about like East Coast. They think about the beaches in Florida. They think about like Miami. They think about like Palm, like West Palm Beach and, you know, different places like that where you go to spring break and different things. But Jacksonville, Florida has some great beaches, so I think it's perfect. Yeah.
100%.
And that's actually Eric's backdrop. He's actually at the beach right now.
Yeah, I'm literally on the beach. You can't hear the waves because the microphone is just too good to turn it off, you know. But
It's also still sunny. And,
we're recording here on a Sunday night, 9:25 p.m., and it looks just like this at the beaches at all times. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yep.
I painted my windows black, so that's why.
Yeah.
It's 11 a.m. right now.
All right, so let's transition to the cup from this weekend, right? We drove to about 2 hours Saturday morning. Parker worked until midnight and, you know, got up with us at 7 a.m. and drove 2 hours to go compete, right? We made Worlds for 2022 or 2023, excuse me, going to Japan. But, you know, the grind doesn't stop. We got to start getting ready for next season. We don't know how many points it's going to be, how many cups and challenges we can have per quarter. So we just got to grind now. So we all got up. Maddox drove us down to beautiful Maitland, Florida for the Cool Stuff Cup. And we had 59 players show up, 59 Masters, 63 total players. We had an interesting top eight. We'll talk about that in a minute, but let's talk about what we played. Parker, what did you play this weekend?
So I was bouncing back and forth between decks. I was very sleep deprived for this event, so I decided to just go with Arceus. It's the lines of play aren't as complicated as like, you know, Lost Box and decks like that. So
there's like 80 versions of Arceus. Which Arceus did you play, man?
Oh yeah. I went with the Arceus Duraludon Umbreon. I went with a more aggressive list. I opted to not play Spiritomb. I went with the Hawlucha double choice spell, you know, trying to get turn two knockout. Obviously I never came anywhere close to that any of the games I played, but that was what the list was kind of designed to do. It was pretty similar to my Hartford day two list, but it did not serve me as well as I wished it would.
Yeah. Did you play against any Mew? Did you miss the Spear Team?
I did. I dodged the Mew. However, I saw like two there. So like two
Yeah.
in the field of 59, like that's pretty slim chance.
I mean, if there was only two, I mean, we'll get to my run, but I played against two Mews, so maybe I hit the only two
Really?
that was in the room.
Yeah, I did not see a lot.
Yeah, and I was not one of the Mews, which is
Yeah.
really the breaking
Maddox,
news.
you weren't playing Mew this weekend? What'd you play, man?
No, I was also on Arceus Duraludon Umbreon. So
Mm.
I know we were talking about, right, this is a chance. Yes, it's for next season, but for me, I'm really looking at it as practice for Worlds. And for me, even though I've kind of made my career so far on UV Max, it's really saying, hey, listen, this might not be the best play for Worlds, still kind of figuring that out. So really just wanted to help expand my horizons. I've played a little bit of Arceus Duraludon, so wanted to play it a little bit more. And definitely deferred to Parker on the drive of a few kind of changes on the drive, kind of opting for more aggressive, like him cutting the Spiritomb, going for Hawlucha and Radiant Alakazam, just to add a little bit more aggro, less disruption, like double choice belt, double research, those kind of smaller choices to make it. I think we had a few differences in our list. I never actually compared them at the end, but yeah, ended up doing all right. So ended up go making top 16, went 4-2. Also, dodged the Mew. Felt pretty good going into it. I won the first two rounds and felt comfortable with that overall. And then just, had a bad matchup and then played a matchup poorly, and then I was out of it, which is just kind of how it goes.
How it goes, yeah. But you got top 16, so you got some championship points, right?
Yes, I did lock in some points. We had Chris from Jacksonville who also made the drive with us, so we're not a I'm not topping Jacksonville in points because Chris got top four. So, but still a name on the board. That's what matters.
Hey, points are on the board. That's all that matters, right? So I
Exactly.
think all three of us played Arceus decks, but I decided to go a different way. I decided to try Arceus Regidrago. I played it at Locals on Thursday. Deck felt really good. The squawk ability is really, really good in the deck. If you open a couple of dragons and a nest ball, maybe you want a nest ball for Arceus, but sometimes you just nest ball for squawk and just go and say you're going to hit it, right? Because you got to get those dragons in the discard pile. So some of the games, you got to go with that. And overall, I finished 4-2. I didn't make top 16 because of my resistance. So sadly, I got the pair down in round six, which was pretty much going to put me in a position where, like, once I won that game, most likely I wasn't going to bubble in. Ninth through 21st were all 4-2, and that's pretty crazy, in a 59 person cup, that like there's that many people that bubbled out. But we knew that was going to happen. You really need to go 5-1 to guarantee points and guarantee cut. So it was a clean cut of top eight. Arceus Regidrago, I think, is a deck that keep playing, have fun. But maybe tinker with the list a little bit. I don't think the lists that are out there are perfected yet. Just keep playing with it. So let's talk about top eight. There was four Qian Pao in top eight.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. I mean,
But
when
Qian Pao just does well into Arceus, right?
does well in Arceus, if you draw decently, like you really can beat anything. I mean, that's kind of like a lot of decks in the format right now, honestly. Like if you draw well and like are like solid, like you can pretty much like there's a lot of just like 50-50 matchups, I feel like. But the deck's certainly very explosive.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I wasn't too surprised to see it, just seeing how much Arceus was there, right? There was, all three of us playing Arceus.
Yeah.
I saw more Arceus Regidragos, even like Arceus Meowscarada, like stuff like that, Arctina,
I
like
lost to
all of that was out there.
that
Like all of that was out there. I think with like all and also a good mix of Gardevoir and Lost Box, just because that's what's prevalent right now. So especially in a best of one, right? If they can get going, if the Chen Pao deck can get going quick, threaten a turn two Greninja, then it's really just gonna put the game out of reach. So I
Yeah,
think
that
kind of
puts a lot of pressure on turn two if they can pull
exactly. I think just all those factors combined, like set it up, do really well.
that off.
If it's an outlier, if this is saying like, oh yeah, Worlds is definitely gonna be all Qian Pao, like who knows? Like it's still to be determined.
Yeah, who knows, right? I mean, the online meta doesn't see Qian Pao doing that well. It does make a lot of top eights, but it doesn't win a lot of tournaments. Not sure what won the cup. We left at top four, right when top four matches were finishing up, because our buddy Chris played Chen Pao, lost in top four to Guardi. So the other four decks that were in top eight were Guardi, Arceus Duraludon, Umbreon, so the deck you guys played, a Turbo Lost Box, and Arceus Tina Umbreon. So it seems like everyone's kind of thinking that Umbreon's really good in Arceus, because it does well on the Gardevoir right now. And it's a free boss, right? If path not in play, you get a free boss. So
Absolutely.
looks like the top eight was pretty well. I know when we left, Gardevoir had beaten Chen Pao in one of the top four matches, and the other top four match was Chen Pao versus Arceus, Duraludon, Umbreon. So I'm not sure what ended up winning that cup, but it seems like the meta is in a really diverse spot right now. It's actually in a very healthy spot where, yes, there's a lot of Arceus, but Gardevoir's still a top deck, Lost Box is still a top deck. Mew still, Mew's still Mew, does Mew things. And if Lugia flips the right coins, they're a good deck, right? So it seems like the meta's in a really good spot, and it seems very healthy that like almost any deck can win, especially in a best of one format.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think there's a lot of like also under discovered archetypes, right? Like Ting Lu, starting to see some success in niche
True.
cases. Maridon's still a deck that can pop off if it's hitting the right cards. Cases like that, like United Wings, right? Saw success at NAIC. Like there's plenty of decks that are out there, and I think compared to previous tournaments this season where you're really preparing for like five decks, here you're preparing for any one of 10 decks that could flip over in front of you.
Yeah, that's very true. You got anything else to say, Parker, about the current meta?
I like it. Personally, I'm a big fan of Arceus Mirrors. I think it's kind of how Pokemon should be played. Trading two shots back and forth, like strategical, maybe a share and scare here, that kind of stuff. I think that's how Pokemon should be played. I mean, not the big like, load up six energies on my Chen Pao, knock out, everything. But
Or
like,
load up powerful energies on the Lugia and blow something
yeah.
up.
Stuff like that. But I
Yeah.
mean, I just like the whole two shot back and forth type gameplay.
I think the game's going that way, right? We're gonna be there soon. I don't know how long it's gonna take to get there, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, but it seems like the game's starting to go back that
Yeah, but yeah,
way.
stuff's just getting like way more and more health too.
Right. Yeah, you can't one hit 400 HP something, right?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and move forward. I just want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Nakama Anime Cafe. They're a local cafe here in J Jacksonville, Florida. They're off of Wells Road in Orange Park. They have an anime bar right next door, and the cafe has really good food, really Japanese, like really authentic Japanese food. I think we've all had food from there. What's your favorite thing you had there?
I haven't had the opportunity to,
Oh, you
sadly.
haven't been since because you've been working Wednesday nights,
Yep,
right?
I've been working every Wednesday.
Okay, that's true. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the chicken buns. Right. I mean, again, that's not the proper name. There's a nicer name for it, but you get nice little chicken buns. Also, even just bowls of ramen. And really, the nice part is I'm a big singer when I'm not playing Pokemon. So the fact that I can like get food and go next, I can like order food, go next door and get a drink, and then sing karaoke, and then they go bring my food to me. Like
Yeah.
that's 10 out of 10 experience.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. Yeah, I love the they're my favorite too is the chicken buns. They call them the carriage chicken buns on the menu, and they're just those like sticky, like perfect consistency buns, and the chicken is just cooked deliciously. And yeah, just huge thanks to Nakama for your continued support, and we look forward to working with you in the future.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so now we're going to transition to a fun segment. We got gym leader, which is Parker, versus youngster, right? Gym leader is always going to have an advantage, right? So Parker has an advantage, and his advantage is knowledge. He's played in this game competitively for a lot more years than me and Maddox have combined. So, to account for that, Maddox, you get a bonus question. And if you get the
All
bonus
right.
question right, you get an extra point. And then for each of you, there you can answer the question with no hints. And if you answer the question with no hints, you get 3 points. If you use the first hint, you get 2 points, and if you use two hints, you only get 1 point. So if you guys can just talk it out however you want to talk it out, but just chat me in the group chat directly to me your answers when you want to lock it in. I'm not going to answer guesses. If you send me an answer, I'm going to consider you locked in, and you can't answer it after that. Everybody
So
understand the
official.
rules? All right. So the question for today is in the year 2010, the Pokemon World Championships were held in what city?
2010. I haven't been playing quite that long.
Yeah, I try to make it a little bit hard for you as well.
Yeah, as the youngster here, might I point out that Parker is technically younger than me. Just throwing that out there. Like, not by much, but a few months. Jeez. I mean, I know, like, from my limited knowledge, right, there's kind of been this, like, Europe and US and Asia. It's kind of bounced between those.
110.
Oh,
I
go
think what
ahead.
I'm thinking of is 2011. I'm not sure.
I mean, I know that they held it in like one location for like several years,
True.
which kind of did well with Tropical Beach or Beach Court.
True.
So,
Either of you want to lock in an answer, or you guys want your first hint?
wait, can I guess? And then if I get it wrong, like, I'm
No.
done.
You have to lock in an
I have
answer.
to lock. Oh, geez. I'm not that. I mean,
When you lock,
I'll
all
have to
right,
take a hint.
yeah. Let's phone a friend or whatever.
all right. So your first hint, and this one's very obvious for the most part, especially if you understand, but this will kind of help you, Minex, based off of your discussion. This event was held in North America.
See, so,
Parker, that doesn't help you very
I
much,
knew
right?
that.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
so Maddox, the last 2 years is the first time it's been outside of North America.
Oh, really?
So yeah,
Okay.
so
Yes, but
feel free to clown me in the comments, everyone. So
previously it had been,
North
I don't
America
know if this,
only.
I was saying, like, I don't know if this was after this year though. Don't want to just say it in case it's the right answer.
Well, then just lock it in and leave the
I'll
youngster to panic and fail.
put that.
Locking it in?
Yeah.
All right,
All right. I'll take. Go ahead. I'll take another
Parker
hint.
is locked in. And I will tell you, Parker got the correct answer.
I knew
All
it. I
right.
knew it.
All right,
Oh,
looks like I'll
I
need the
just.
bonus point to catch up.
All
All right, give me a hint.
right. So hint number two, the state flower is a yellow hibiscus.
Right, I mean, it's got to be Hawaii, right? I mean, like, North America. I mean, I know they had it there for a few years. Parker's already locked in, but I'll send the DM. I'll make it official. We'll go Hawaii.
Parker is locked in. Maddox is locked in. Both of you are locked in with the correct answer of
Yes.
Hawaii.
Okay, so
Congratulations.
I
It
should have just
was
guessed it
locked
right
in.
away. I should have just guessed it right
No,
away.
you're leaving
Awesome.
time for me. I respect that, Parker. I know you knew it right away. You just
So
give me a
as it
little bit.
stands, Parker has 2 points and Maddox has 1 point, but Maddox, you get a bonus question.
All right.
Your bonus question is, what deck won the event in the Master Division?
Can I
Most
guess
2010.
this?
You can guess it. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm probably wrong. I think I'm a couple of years
Okay,
after.
I know I don't get hints on this one, but like, what sets? Was that Heart Gold, Soul Silver?
No, I
Like
don't think
black
that
and
was
white.
out yet.
That wasn't out yet? Oh gosh. 2010. What games were out then? So what? So
Maybe it was out.
I would have been 15. No, I was out.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, and I think this was right around when I started playing. I know that like it was a powerful deck of its era, so I'm gonna go with Phyrexian Genesect.
Little
Good
too early.
guess, good guess. That's not the correct answer. And I lost my note here. Oh, here it is. I got it. It's Luxchomp Dialga. I've heard of
Okay,
that
I was
deck.
too early. I was too early.
So, Parker, you know that deck at all? You want to talk about it?
I'm vaguely familiar. All my knowledge is secondhand. I know that Luxray had Bright Eyes, which is basically Umbreon's ability. I think Garchomp sniped 80 or something, and it was pretty much like run that or lose, pretty much, if I remember.
Yeah, it did seem like one of the most popular decks. There was a couple of different versions that Luxchomp was played with, it seemed. And Dialga wasn't the only one, but Dialga's strong. So it took it down. It had a really good finish that year against, I think it won seniors as well. So
Yeah,
very good deck.
for my knowledge, it was the deck to beat back then.
Well, that was fun. Maddox, sounds like next week you got some catching up to do
Yeah,
already.
I'll do some cramming before. You're doing my second monitor research saying, well, Maddox, it's 2015, so you're way off. And also, it was one of the decks that Parker had yesterday when we were playing retro decks, which are all 2014, 2015. So maybe if I had thought
Maybe.
about that a little more,
So
to put the
maybe if you
dot that it
weren't
was
playing
not that.
retro yesterday, you would have, it wouldn't have been in your mind, right?
Probably not. If I had been playing retro yesterday, I probably wouldn't have said anything. I would have said like Embor, but that's also a wrong era.
That's fair. Yeah, we had a lot of fun yesterday playing retro. Parker, thanks for bringing. I think you brought back, what, 10 decks from the
I did.
2014, 2015 format. And I saw, 20 people playing, just random people from the cup that we don't for sure know. And just like, people are having a really good time.
Was a blast. I mean, I didn't even get to play it because Jose made me test with them that entire time, but it was that was the format I started playing in, and most people consider it a pretty good one. It was right before, I mean, the beginning stages of it were before people really caught on to how good Seismitoad EX was. And like there were so many, like so many decks, and they're all like pretty fun.
Yeah. So speaking of testing, Worlds is coming up, right? And cups are coming up, and people need to make points for next year. And we got Pittsburgh Regional right around the corner. Yes, Pittsburgh Regional will be a new format, I think. I think the new set will be legal by then. But let's talk about four Worlds. What decks? Pick one deck. If you could pick one deck, what would you be testing for Worlds right now? Like what should someone be testing? What's a cool idea, cool concept, or deck that you think that's really well, and you should just get really good with that deck going to Worlds.
So me personally, I think that Arceus is kind of the road to go. The way that the Worlds is always formatted is very like against ties. It's like ties are almost like a loss, basically. Like you have to go 6-0-3 basically to make day two. Like if you go 6-2-1, you don't make it. So you have to make 21 match points. So yeah, there's that. The specific variant, I really think the Arceus like Aerodactyl variant is something like very worth testing. It'll be good into the mirror. Aerodactyl hits good numbers, and then you have like a win con with whatever it's called, Primal Star or whatever, and then Evil Tall versus like Mew or Lugia and stuff. So it's like how do you get over that?
Yeah, seems like a good solid deck. I saw it won a cup yesterday somewhere. Saw someone posted about that, so I think that's a good deck to try. What about you, Maddox? What do you think?
Yeah, I know one deck. Again, I'm kind of diving more into the Arceus stuff since I haven't played with it too much. I know the one I'm looking at, Michael Catron won or got sixth. We got, top eight in NAIC with an interesting list we haven't really seen before and that hasn't seen too much conversation. It's Arceus with Umbreon, but not with Duraludon like we've seen it before. It plays a Flying Pikachu, VMAX, as well as a Slaking V and Spiritomb V. So it's a little bit more. It's a little bit more teched out. It's just like an intriguing list that I want to see a little bit more of. The other list that we're not talking about is Gardevoir, right? We just know Gardevoir's in such a strong place in the meta right now. I think lots of people are doing work on it and trying to find what that best spot in, right? How are you playing right counts of reversals, right stadium outs, like those types of things, and really understanding that. Again, it's going to be tricky knowing that we're trying to avoid ties, but we know it's such a strong deck that you kind of have to keep it on your radar.
Speaking of Guardy, is reversal Guardy a thing to try out?
I mean, I know there's like the old school, like the original Japan reversal Guardy with V Union, but I think right now that's not as strong, like just cutting into consistency, right? If you're teching for like Lost Box, things like that, you're hurting your consistency across the board. I think right now reversal energy is a very strong play in Gardevoir, just for that extra ability to hit extra damage and even attack quickly with Gardevoir. So I think that you need to be playing reversal energies, but maybe not, the full kind of
Full
reversal Guardy
package.
build from Japan.
Yeah, I know from my perspective, there's two decks that are on my radar right now. Obviously, I played Arc Regidrago this weekend. I think it's very, very strong. I think it's maybe a little bit better than just straight Arc Tina, because Arc Tina can just hit Tina numbers only. With this, you've got Gudra, you can Rolling Iron Lost Box, which is super, super strong. Force them to escape rope boss you, which is, it's unlikely when you're judging and ioning them every turn. In addition to that, you've also got the Norvern EX, and it creates a win con versus Guardian. It creates a win con versus Mew, right? Mew's only out to Norvern would be Lost Vacuum, so they burn a couple of vacuums early. And like, how are they getting rid of the path? So in addition to that, Guardy, same thing. Their only out is Worker. They can't, they have no other out. So if you see that Worker in the discard pile and you can get to that attack, you can almost lock them always, every time. And it's really, really strong. And like, it's hard to pull off because it's just one card in your deck that you have to get the discard pile, and you don't really play, Burnett or any, or Computer Search, or, Battle Compressors or things like that aren't in format. So it's very difficult to pull off sometimes, but if you pull it off, it's super strong. Going back to your tie comments, Parker, I think Maridon's in a really good place. It's just really strong into Arceus. If you Arceus player goes first, attaches pass, and you get two energies off a generator, you just win the game straight up, and it's just over. And it's so strong. And you can combine it with an Ampharos EX to kind of help that Lost Box match up a little bit. The Maridon Flaffy build specifically. I think there's definitely something there to keep working on and testing.
Oh, for sure.
Well, yeah, that was a fun segment. So hopefully you guys enjoy testing those decks. Let us know in the comments kind of what decks you're going to be testing for Worlds. What decks are you looking out for? And if you have any other questions, feel free to hit us up on any type of decks. We'll look forward to talking to you. But Parker, where can they find you? Where people can find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and I guess Threads at squint underscore PTCG. That's been my name for as long as I've been in gaming, pretty much.
People using Threads yet?
It's like kind of a thing, like kind of sort of. I think like as so long as Twitter like exists functionally, like that'll obviously like overtake it, but it's all right.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, Max. What about you?
For me, kind of same spots. Again, my main social media of choice right now is Twitter. You can find me at MaddoxTCG. I'm building out the Instagram. We'll be kind of, posting some pictures leading up to Worlds, and then hopefully posting some cool stories about the stuff that all of us are checking out in Japan. So really looking forward to that. And yeah, find me there, follow me there to see what's going on next and what fun stuff we're doing.
Yeah. And for me, you can find me at eRidgeway6590. I just kind of post all my Pokemon stuff there, and that's my personal account as well. So I don't really need to have, multiple accounts or anything like that. So I just kind of put everything there. If you guys can drop us a like, follow on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, the Beach Court Podcast. You can find us at Beach Court on Twitter. We really appreciate that. We hope to bring you more episodes in the future and some cool ideas for multiple series of episodes we want to do. Not sure if we're going to be weekly or bi-weekly just yet. We're still working on those details. But we appreciate everyone's support. Thank you guys so much. It's very, important to us that we have your support, and just let us know if you have any other questions. But until next time, folks,
Of course,
have yourself a great day.
Thanks, y'all.